Call our meeting back to order. And we got Miss Linda.
This is the one, the 11:30 table item. Bid award for fitness equipment. Let's do the fun one first.
All
right. Is that all right, Mr.
Pendle? Fine with me.
All right. I've given y'all a copy of each vendor on each sheet since we had so many separate items.
Okay.
You can take a look at the different prices. My recommendation is that we go with the fitness equipment out of Lebanon. We had everything listed there, and we got it all priced to see which companies, what they had to offer and how it would compare. It's a tremendous difference. We're looking at, for the equipment, the flooring, and the mirror, is $19,500. And every one of them was, you can see the price differences. We had like $82,000, $65,000.
So make sure I remember talking about this a while back, but I've slept since then. So you sent out specs, excuse me, to all these people plus some extra stuff, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
The additional things we added on there were like the free weights.
Okay.
We did want to see what the flooring would come in at compared to his.
Okay.
And then mirrors as well.
Okay.
Could you pull it?
Yes, certainly.
Okay, so you broke it out between equipment, free weights, which is like dumbbells, is that what we're talking
about? That's correct.
Rubber flooring, and mirrors.
Yes, sir.
That's how you broke it down. And it's taking a little bit of, I have five sheets. Is that how many you're supposed to have?
Yes.
Okay.
So we had the five. Last one is a mirror company only.
Okay.
Which I would like to recommend. They're the only one that replied back to the bid. But the gentleman that we can get the whole group of items, he has five mirrors that are 4x7s, 4 foot by 7 foot.
Okay.
The company will deliver and install 72-inch by 100-inch mirrors for $316. So depending on, you know, I would like to have it on there. If we have enough with the five and we feel good with that, then great. If we don't and we would like to have some more, then we have that company already prepared on the award.
72 is 6 foot, 100 inches. That's 100 inches tall, right? So that'd be what? Help
eight
me out.
8 foot 4 inches.
8 foot 4 inches?
Mm.
Okay. Okay, so I'm dominating here. I'm sorry, guys. You want me to hush to tell me, but until you say hush, I'm just going to ask away here. So everyone responded except the mirror company on the top half of the equipment.
That's correct.
Okay.
Am I seeing $23,000 on the Lebanon company is the same equipment as his 58, 76, and 61?
The Barkers had a fitness center in Lebanon.
Uh-huh.
It was a kickboxing studio and a fitness center. The kickboxing for children, and then the fitness center was supposed to entertain the parents and be a second income, but it didn't really work out well. So instead, is what they did is stored the equipment. Does not have very many hours on it at all. The equipment doesn't. The gentleman from Orthotech, which is the bid coming in on the equipment at $61,112, spoke with me and told me he is the vendor that sold the gentleman in Lebanon the equipment.
Okay.
So this will be, and we put it in our bid to where they could return new or slightly used.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be our slightly used, and the others would be brand new.
So to answer Chuck's question, this is apples to apples from bidding, except it's slightly used.
Correct, with the exception of one company. One company bid all Star Trek instead of Novelist, which I did put on the bid that they could put alternatives in there if they felt like something was equivalent to and could provide the information to show us that was true.
Okay. So going with what Chuck was saying here, so the bid from $23,000 from the Barkers, Then they also broke out the flooring and broke out the mirrors, but they also said if you buy it all at one set, they'd give us a discount, basically.
That's correct. For $19,500, they would give us that. They did go up to 20 and put some other things in there with the weight plates that I put to the side. Bitter has additional weight plates. The only thing I would recommend out of that is the cable crossover attachments, the rope, the straight bar, and the two handles at $175 is a phenomenal price. I would not foresee us needing the weight plates as we are, you know, as a liability. I thought we were, you know, I'm kind of thinking we're staying away from that.
Because we're not, this is not free weights.
That's correct.
And we priced dumbbells, I think, is all
right.
Priced separate, but this is just machines.
That's correct.
And evidently the used, they don't have the climbers. Is that right?
That's correct. That's something that I put in there additional. We had talked about the stair climbers.
So what are we getting here? We're getting three treadmills, two elliptical runners, two recumbent bikes, one upright bike, and then a whole bunch of equipment that... Okay.
I priced that in there as well to where we would have the option if you wanted
new climbers.
Right, to where if we wanted to include climbers, then we would have the pricing on that as well.
But isn't the... Okay, we don't have any stair equipment in there, you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so the flooring, and then we have individual weights, which is the dumbbells?
That's correct.
Talk about the dumbbells for a second here.
The dumbbells are rubber-coated hex dumbbells,
mm-hmm.
3 pounds to 75.
Okay.
Our lowest price was $1.40 a pound, which brings the whole set to $1,744.40.
And then a rack?
Then the racks.
And we'll need two racks, it looks like?
That's correct.
So that price is $1,900. Okay. And then flooring-wise, the flooring from these Barkers is the best price, right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And then the mirrors we already talked about. How good? How long is this, are the other bids good for? Like, if I say, let's hypothetically say I move that we take that hypothetical bid, but wasn't a motion, that we take the Barker, but we get this stuff in here and realize we really want the climbers. Can we come back and add the climbers?
Yes.
Because this bid's good, what, 90 days or
something? Yes, that's correct. 90 days.
My questions are good. You guys have questions?
Yeah. What happened to the $18,000 bid that was for some place that was... Is that...
That's the 19.5.
It wasn't ever 18, it was always 19.5.
It was always 19.5.
Okay.
I have the...
I didn't know whether it was a different location or they backed out or...
Here's the original sheet.
Right.
Well, I remember the 18 figure also.
It was 19.5. I don't remember the 18.
Can I make a motion? See if we get a second.
You can make one.
I'll make one.
See what happens.
I move that we award the Barker their total package price of $19,500. As lowest bidder, and Mad Bear Fitness for the free weights, including the rack, as the lowest bidder on the free weights section.
Not hearing a second, I'll make a motion to table for a couple days or something.
I'll second the motion to table.
Very nicely done, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
So when are we bringing this back up then?
Couple days.
May I take the opportunity to go and look at the equipment? I know that we discussed that previously and we're waiting until the bids come in.
Oh, that was in, you ought to go to Lebanon, didn't you?
I'm good with it, but it's up to you guys.
Not too responsive, are we?
I'm not very responsive, but I tell you,
I just soon wait until we look at it a little bit.
Before we even go to look at it?
Yeah,
okay.
Myself. You get to break that one.
Get to break that one?
Yeah. I said no, wait. And Kim said yeah.
I'm having a hard time with these crunches, crunching this up and making it fit.
Hurts, doesn't it?
I guess, you know, I've always been known for saying just exactly what I thought. I think this turned into a pretty, it was an idea that started off in a pretty good direction and has got out of hand. I think that the fact that we started off, if we would get a room ready, that people would bring in their own equipment, and we would start a fitness room. I was for more than doing just a little bit of that, but when we went to, you know, adding the flooring cost and the whole nine yards, well, I'm having a hard time digesting $25,000 in fitness equipment. Yeah, that's just a statement, I guess.
I have some of those feelings myself. We started out with, what, $7,000 to redo it. Now we're looking at nearly three times that on top of it. So. How about giving Linda an answer on to go look or not to go look? Let's move on to something else. We've got a lot of folks waiting.
Well, not knowing how you two gentlemen are going to vote on the deal, I'm going to go ahead and vote that you go look at it so that we're at least not buying a pig in a poker, got something that doesn't look suitable. I don't care if she runs up there and drives and looks at it. That's no different than any other thing we could purchase. But I don't know. I guess I'm going to have some convincing that we need $25,000 worth of equipment for county employees and how I'm going to explain that to the old boy walking up and down the street. It's liable to take whip my hind end just to show me he can because we got the fitness equipment.
Okay, how about HVAC?
Yes, HVAC. The HVAC unit that controls my office, Renee's office in maintenance, and Dixie Wagner in human resources, it's broke. It has a few issues. This will be the second time this year that it's been broke, and the estimate on it is $3,900. To replace it is $5,900. So I'm bringing it to you guys whether we want to... The company, they tell me that it's on its way out either way. Even if we put the money into it, it is still on its way out. How long it'll make it last, I'm not sure. It's a pretty old unit.
And it does your office and Dixie's?
The whole hallway back there, Dixie, Renee, and mine.
Okay.
It started out at 52 degrees this morning, and I think we finally got it up to 60 back there with the space heaters and so forth running.
Mm. Space heaters are not very energy efficient.
No. Whenever they say it's broke, what are they saying? I mean, I can say
the
a lot
compressor's
of
out. I left the file. I grabbed my exercise equipment and ran so quick. But there are three different things that are out on it. That's $3,900 worth of expense.
Compressor unit and...
You mean run, grab the folder? It won't take
no,
you
I just... But that's, you know, if you're talking about warranty and something that we may have put that...
It's
in from someplace else when we did all the changing around.
It's a different unit. It's upstairs. It's an old unit. It's an old train unit that's only just been patched back together each different time. There's a lot of welding that's been done in there that you know, when they came, they were like, "What? Who did that?"
Have you went out for bid because it's $5,900?
No, because it's, you know, it would be considered emergency. I mean, it's supposed to get down to 17 degrees this week. And
tonight, 17.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in space heaters. They have space heaters, but, I mean, we can continue to repair it. But
no,
I'm
in.
Right. If I went out to bid, it would take 3 weeks. I mean, it's only going to get colder.
Yeah. Well, and go ahead.
What about, I mean, we've talked about if energy efficient and this and that, mm-hmm. and looking at duct work and different things, are we, if we go ahead with this unit and we just take some move there, or is there any waste there?
The grant doesn't work for HVAC that we're working on. Only if we looked at a performance contract from an energy company, which I've studied that months ago, and we had to be willing to spend lots of money to be able to make a performance contract work. So I don't think we'll be out of anything we buy now will be energy efficient. So anything we purchase now will probably qualify, if long as we don't go with the cheapest.
Right.
Not the cheapest. I mean, we got to make sure the right SEER rating. But
that's brings up the next question. What rating is it? I mean, what unit? I know I had replaced mine at the house a couple of years ago. And
I know it's a 610 unit. I could run and get the paperwork on it.
Can we wait till Wednesday? Is it too late? It's too late. I mean,
if we have to replace it, it's just,
I think we should just replace it.
Yeah, but I didn't know whether you could apply those rules under emergency to go ahead and get it replaced, keep mm-hmm. fixing a
water break
or something somewhere. So I'm going to make a motion that we go ahead and, however, you want to doctor the, Bob says sprinkle
the minutes. Why it's an emergency. Because then it's going to be 17 degrees out and stuff.
But anyway, and it's supposed to be 5 over the weekend, so I'm going to go ahead and... Who are you going to contact?
Harris Mechanical.
Harris Mechanical. Okay, and you have a list.
Usually
of,
when I get my prices, they have been running the cheapest, but I will still verify that again before
you
I place
do
the order.
You all do sort of a phone bid then?
Right, correct.
And we know 610 units is the right size because that's what we have now?
Right. That's correct.
What about asking if there's more, what higher cost is there for a higher efficiency? Or is this the highest efficiency they got? That kind of question. Going back to my experience, they sent me the wrong one and ended up with the less efficient. And there must be some different choices out there. Not my long suit, but we just as well, it's not a large amount more to have much more efficient. It would be wise to do that, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
At least consider it.
I think we should at least consider it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But okay. I can move forward with that, check into that, get our best price and move forward. Give us some
three nods.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank Linda.
Second.
Oh, we had a motion, didn't we? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will go look at the exercise equipment and get back with you and see when we can meet again.
I have an agenda for Wednesday. He said a couple days.
Perfect.
Wednesday.
Great.
At 9:30.
Okay, I'll go look at it tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I see Helen. She might be real easy to...
Yep.
Motion to approve accounts payable and transfers.
Yeah, there's additional check in there. I'll second that.
And warrant.
Go ahead.
Okay, I guess I could have sat down there at the table. We got the 45,500 in today. That was for the
RP.
RP, very Christian Associates. It did come in today, and I'd like just approval and get a warrant to be signed to go ahead and wire that money back out into their account.
Okay.
We're just a pass-through for them, and it did hit my account this morning, and they are in dire need of it since they've been waiting since October. And I've been looking over the records, and instead of, you know, reimbursing each invoice as they send them to us, looking over the contract I have, it's up to us, according to the state agency, to go ahead and wire them the 45-5, and then they're to report to the state and have to send money back to the state do they not comply. So county's just a pass-through for the full amount.
Okay.
So I just need approval to go ahead and get a warrant filled out for the 45-5.
Warrant was in his motion. It's in my second. There we go.
Anything else?
I'll bring a warrant to you and we'll wire the money out.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Took me longer to look it up than it did.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Okay. Coon Creek, why don't you gentlemen come up here to the mic and table? Be comfortable.
I asked David to join us because he was project engineer and he was intimately involved on a daily basis.
Righto. Welcome, David. So what do we think about Coon Creek?
David's last name is?
Lundstrom. L-U-N-D-S-T-R-O-M.
I forwarded everyone a letter in their request for a time for extension. I don't know if everybody got a chance to read that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir? I don't have it with me.
Okay.
Can I review it one more time?
Yeah.
I've read it at least once.
David, how do they explain the 10 days of work days, and I'm not talking about weekends, I'm talking about work days, that they did not work when the sun was shining?
They did not address that in their, specifically in their letter. From record, you know, daily inspection reports from our full-time inspector that we had down there, I could find only 2 days where it was a Monday through Friday that was good weather conditions that they weren't there. They were not always on both ends of the project. Sometimes they were on one end or the other. And as far as those 2 days are concerned, it was basically just an issue where they had reached their 40 hours in the work week. And, you know, at their option, knowing the deadline, you know, they rolled the dice and opted to take those days off rather than pay overtime to their employees.
Maybe a dumb question, but they're asking for 50 days. How much time do they need?
In my review of the letter, I felt like that was probably a little excessive. But
they didn't say exactly how much time they really needed, or?
Well, I mean, they...
I guess, or?
They spelled out in the letter, you know, we want so many days for this, and so many days for this, and this, and this. And,
if we don't give it to them, then what happens? We just start charging them fees?
Well, it's set up that The liquidated damages would start after December 15th. That's how our contract reads. I'll just throw this out there to you guys. My personal, professional opinion on things like this is once they're not affecting the public anymore, that they would be quote unquote substantially complete. You know, they've got all the pavement down, all the striping down, the road is fully back open to, you know, 100%. All the new construction is open to traffic and to the public. And they did achieve that by the 17th, 2 days late. Now, through the first of last week, they're still doing, you know, final grading off the pavement and different things like that. And last Tuesday, we walked through with MoDOT. Randy Hayes was also present with the county. Did a final walkthrough. It created a punch list for them to complete. So as far as how much time do they need, I think really goes back to how strict maybe you as the owner want to be as far as is substantially complete, is that good enough for complete or not.
Is it normal and customary for them to wait to the end of the project and not just ask for extended time for each change order?
Technically, in the contract documents, at the time of the change order requesting, they should accompany that with a time extension request.
Okay.
But they did not do that.
Okay.
David, in your best estimate, how many times or how many days worth, how many events were put on the contractor that were out of Taney County's control that were stipulated by MoDOT as changes throughout the project, which may or may not have added time to the project? We had the striping issue. We had some slope issues. We had paint versus thermoplastic issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't necessarily, again, and I'm going to speak from the point of my definition of substantially complete. They were able to open the road with, you know, 90% of the permanent striping in place. And then the part that MoDOT required them to put down as this thermoplastic tape or this 3M tape that they had to put down, MoDOT allowed them to put temporary striping in those locations or temporary paint until such time as the 3M tape could be put down. So I don't necessarily see that as a delay. There was a little bit of delay to them as far as there was an existing 30-inch pipe that cut across 76 that it was not under their intention to replace the whole thing. We were just tagging on to the end of it to lengthen it for our lane addition. When they went in there, MoDOT saw it, and MoDOT made the call to replace the whole thing. And I believe that there was some time delay for that. But a big time delay for them was the unforeseen quantity of subgrade stabilization, again, that was encountered, you know, off the edge of the existing pavement where they were doing the lane addition. That did take them, you know, several days.
And 30 days to secure the easements.
Yes. And that is mentioned in their letter too. Right. The first thing that is that they were delayed as far as their start time.
By 30 days.
Correct.
What about, what would you say if we said, send them a letter saying, finish the job, we're happy?
We need them a deadline either way we look at it, don't you?
I don't know if you're aware of the punch list that was created last week or if you have copies of that. Uh-huh. It's a substantial list with most of these things being minor issues, but the number of issues...
Suppose we said the end of July, end of January, would that be enough to get them? That gives them 32 days?
That would be, in my opinion, that would be more than enough time. I really don't see if they, you know, like you said, the punch list is like 3 pages long, but a lot of the issues are not substantial. They're pretty small, minor things, but there's nothing here that couldn't be completely done and perfect in, say, 2 weeks. So I think that would be more than adequate. And I really feel like even the, I'm not trying to defend them at all, because I know they made choices that affected their deadline, but they missed the 15th, a week and a half before the 15th. Because the way weather hit, they got their base course down. The next day they were going to do all the surface asphalt and have painting done right behind it. We missed that weather window by one day, and it wound up pushing them back a week and a half that they couldn't get that surface down. That was something that kind of hit them. But, you know, we said from the, you know, to our defense, we said from the beginning, weather's not an issue. Here's your deadline. Need it. So I think the fact that they did diligently work through the time period that they had, again, they did have the road open to the public 2 days beyond the deadline. And I think there was probably more than 2 days worth of additional items just in subgrade stabilization alone that were outside of any of our control.
Can you make sure that when going forward, if you're managing any more projects for us, that you make sure the contractor submits a date extension? Because, I mean, we're basically, it would have been a whole lot easier telling the public, hey, we're going to miss the date, but we've got all these changes because it is happening, versus they miss the date and say, oh, wait a second, we have 50 days of extra days. It's really hard for me to swallow all that because we kind of all knew it coming along. It makes sense if we had to change the striping and all the windows and all that. But anyway.
I'll go for your end of January.
My motion's end of January. Give them a completion date of January 31st, 5 p.m.
Second. Discussion. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
Aye.
Barely passed.
David, do you see anything on the punch list that will create an additional change order?
No.
No. It's been a good thing to notice about 30 seconds ago.
I have a complaint or a question.
Okay.
I haven't been through there for a little bit, but as you're going west on the new part of the road on 76,
okay,
it seems like there's no shoulder. It just goes to dirt or grass or something. Is that right? Edge of the pavement, and then it's just dirt?
Yes.
No line, no nothing.
No. Is that?
There's a paint stripe.
There's a paint line?
There's a paint stripe that goes down the middle of the road to point you at that elm tree down there that's in the... that turns off. I don't like that. I think that any responsible contractor, and I don't know how the states let the approval get by with that line that where the old road went, and it turns and head-ons right into a elm tree there. And I have concern about somebody having an accident.
I haven't been back through there since our meeting on Tuesday morning, but it is my understanding that Tuesday afternoon all the existing paint stripes that were not being painted over, you know, anything that was old and existing was being ground off.
It's still there.
Is this the issue you and Mr. James Strahan brought up last week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they since removed the cones, Frank. Now they can use the
part. Okay.
This is on 76 or on
76.
That is an item that is on their punch list. I was told by them that they were going to be in grinding that off last week.
Yeah, it's not.
So is it by the additional turn lane? Where exactly is it?
It's right where you come out of Coon Creek.
Okay.
But where the road come around like this, when you're coming this way, it just takes you the white line. If you're following the white line, the center one,
yeah,
you're going to hit right into an elm tree there.
Okay.
And since they removed the cones on a dark, rainy night,
or a foggy morning, like we had one morning there where it was so thick, you know, it was, everybody follows the lines. We've already voted on that issue and you had discussion on it, so I'm not going any further. I'm not very happy, about the days they took off and the stinking, job performance on the, when I'm on a job site and it's Friday, the sun's shining and I've not got to work man on the job, I'm pretty ticked off. And really, I have a hard time swallowing the two-day deal because I can't remember how many times we walked into this commission meeting and asked each other, did you see anybody working on the Coon Creek job today? And this answer was no. There's at least 10 days that I can remember.
Don't you generally put rock on the shoulder on roads? I mean, it doesn't seem to... I mean, when it was in there working, why wouldn't we put rock there? Is that a dumb question?
No, not really. Depending on the road, I'd have to be looking at it specifically. You know, anytime you add additional width to the road, that increases the slope, and maybe we have everything available within our right of way. I don't know if there was rock there before. Without reading the contract language or having it in front of me, I don't know if that's something that was specified. But you would want what's termed as a stabilized shoulder. You
not
wouldn't
just
want
rock.
Yeah. And it may be dirt that's compacted to 95% plus that meets the standard or the requirement that we put to them. But it can't be soft, fluffy, earthen dirt where you would lose a tire. You know, it would.
Is that, David? Is it compacted or something?
What it is there what they call MoDOT calls it an edge treatment, where the edge of the asphalt is actually tapered like at a 45 instead of just, you know, squared off. And then the base rock is at the bottom of that edge treatment. And then dirt was ultimately put on top of that. So it's stabilized, but there is dirt there over top of the stabilized gravel underneath.
Four to 6 inches, wouldn't you say, David? 4 to 6 inches of dirt over base rock. That's what it looked like to me. They brought they cut the road off surface, then they brought the rock in up 4 to 60, and then they put dirt on the top to the finished grade.
Okay, what else? Done?
No, nothing with him.
Thanks, sir.
All right, thank you. Is that, I'm just going to ask a question, is that a letter that you'd like for us to write and maybe the commission sign it? Does the commission want to write that letter? Can we just write the letter?
Why don't you just write the letter and just reference the meeting we had and you'd vote?
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be handy.
Okay, that way we don't have to do anything except you just send it and say a motion made it at the 1:30 posted meeting. We gave you an extension to the 31st of January.
Okay.
I vote to 2-1.
And close vote.
Very close vote. Very close.
And assumptions are not always good, so will you contact them today on that stripe that Danny's brought up?
Yes.
Would you?
I'm going to go drive through there when I leave here, and then I'll go back to the office.
Okay. Thank you.
Talk to them.
Righto.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got...
You have a digital camera with you?
My phone.
Could you take a picture of that for me? Mm-hmm. Thanks. We have a 2:30, unless you want to start now.
No, we got
2 o'clock.
We got 2 o'clock. I'd like to visit about. That gives you 30 more minutes.
You would like to?
No, I said that gives you 30 more minutes to prepare or whatever.
This is just for your information. I don't know if you've seen this or not. Mr. Hooker's contractor was able to send a camera down Georgia Troops' drainage pipe that goes through their property. She's complained for a long time of having drainage issues, and I think this would explain a good portion of why.
Did it just collapse in, I guess?
It looks like a lot of things are going on in there. It looks like a
small car. It looks like it.
It looks like a lot. It's obviously plugged, so that is creating some runoff issues where the water cannot run off. It's 28.1 feet into the pipe from the beginning. Where that, I've been told, I've not verified it, that this pipe runs underneath her home. I do not know that personally.
I've heard that too.
That'd be unfortunate.
It would be unfortunate.
Yeah, it would.
So it's just for information. We do need to bring it up and discuss it. And how do we proceed?
Looks like a garden hose there on the bottom left, doesn't it?
Sure does.
I could always use another length of garden.
Well, I think it's a good end on it. I could always use a short hose if I needed to.
Yeah.
I think that's some kind of sea creature.
It looks like that. It looks like a tail fin right there.
Some of the movies you see on TV, yeah.
Yeah.
What? It seems like we're not taking this very serious, but it's just covered. We're very serious about the issue.
So you're going to come back and post it and tell us what you're going to do, huh?
Well, I can bring forward some options.
We want options.
Okay.
Are you going to shoot in there 2 or 3 times before you start trying to clean it out?
I wouldn't send anybody in there without a gun.
Hey, who was the guy that crawled underneath Highway 65 on the Bee Creek project?
I don't remember who that was.
It wasn't the previous commissioner, because this commissioner doesn't do that.
It may have been Tom Layton. Did Tom do it?
Somebody crawled through there to try to get it.
Underneath 65 utilities, and they were afraid it wasn't straight or something, and I think finally he just crawled through there.
Wow.
Well, we know a camera can get to it. We're taking measurements of our smallest guys right now.
Good. give them all a hula hoop.
Jerry Onan. He's strong. I mean,
he is, indeed. I'll see you in about 30 minutes then.
Okay, administrative.
Administrative, okay.
Let me throw just 30 seconds here. Mr. Shantz had brought up the dial directory problem he had when he tried to call someone earlier this morning. And according to Tammy, it says we have taken the dial by name off of our phone tree. We are realizing that each cell phone and each type of cell phone, landline phone, prepaid phone, etc., has a different pound sign equaling a letter. Configuration. For instance, my cell phone has an H along with a G on my number 5, but my office has an H along with G and I on 4. So my suggestion is we do away with the dial by name and leave the dial by phone number extension. So if you know the extension, dial it, but no dial by name because it just doesn't add up. So that was her suggestion. I seem to agree with that suggestion, but
that's good to me.
How we addressed that problem. Okay?
Wonderful.
Okay. Alrighty. Was there anything else? That's the 1:30. 2:30, I mean. That's all I have for administration.
Wonderful.
I didn't get a chance to talk to Ron and Jeb to see if they're going to be here or not.
Yeah.
I didn't run around.
I was wondering about tabling that to the point to where we could get IDA, either Tim or 2 or 3 members here, to see where they thought they were headed this next year.
Okay.
To see if we could feed off of what they were going to had planned at this late part of the year, because they may have a totally different direction than what we would think was appropriate. I would rather think that we would be in approval if it seemed. I mean, I'm just talking about a week. I'm just talking about contacting them the first of next week and saying, can you meet with us in a...
Right. I mean, I honestly don't know what they do on a weekly basis. I know on a monthly basis they have the reports they give to the IDA board. I know about that, but I don't know on a weekly what they give.
But anyway, I didn't ask Joan or Ron, so I don't know if they're even here to bring them down.
Okay, they're underneath us. Here's my question. They're underneath us, but we've got a board for recommendations, so we don't know what that recommendation is, do we?
For?
The expectations or whatever we're expecting out of.
No.
I mean, I thought that's what we had, were looking for.
What do you want to
well,
do?
And that's, I'm fine with that. I mean, I guess I am. We need to communicate some way with the IDA board.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's what I was thinking, and then that way they...
My reason for bringing it up is I want to know what's going on. Kind of example, not a perfect one, but is the Road and Bridge Shop Talk. They come together once a week. All the crew leaders sit down, and this is what we're working on.
Right.
And again, that's not a perfect example, but I just like to know.
Monthly or bi-weekly
every other week or something. I mean, for instance, the energy stuff. Mm-hmm. We talked about sewer today. Mm-hmm. We approved the other deal that I was very foggy about. It's energy.
Mm-hmm.
And
the HPRP and then
and there's just so many different things.
The SB40 board.
I'm fine for updates. I mean, I think we can't meet a once a week because our schedule doesn't allow it, but once every other week I think is very reasonable.
And I'm not asking for a... It doesn't have to be a Joan report. Hope she doesn't take me wrong. But, I mean, she's very...
Thorough.
And I'm not even asking for that. I'm just asking for a list of what you've been working on. And give an opportunity for us, for me anyway. I will explain that just a little bit more of what you're working on.
What we can do along those same lines is they have a list of each project that are stevied up, and they work off their own project list. Okay. So they have a list similar to what Bob gives us. So they could easily... talk through each point. Bob doesn't give us a dissertation every
right.
line item. He tries.
Exactly.
But
that takes too much time.
Right. Right.
He doesn't
have
for that either. So they've already got
a list. They already have a list for each person already has their own list.
Okay.
Has that been approved by the IDA board?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So.
And that's what their monthly report is based off of, that list, that master list. Because I know that much. Now.
Okay. So we could start next week or the week after and say, we want you to, you know, get a time.
Like a Wednesday.
I'd like to get my hands on that list before then and just maybe pick one or two items and give my heads up.
Sure.
Tell me what's happening here. You know, give me a 5-minute explanation of what you're doing, what you expect to happen.
I'll see if I've got the list here, and I can at least tell you what's on the list. That way you can... I have a list that was given to me, or I got on October 19th. And they have it based off of three categories: active, potential, and inactive.
Can you send that to me?
Uh-huh. I don't know if it's changed. I've got this.
Okay.
Let me send that to you right now. But what that is the...
Yeah, but don't you think the board has October 19th? Don't you
that's
think
the one that... No, that's the one they assigned it. That's the board's list that I got from Tim Kahn.
So...
That's the... Because there hasn't been any... If there's a new project, Joan may have a new project. I mean, the best would be Joan and Ron give me their list, because they have their own active list. But this is the list that was as of October that the IDA board approved.
Okay.
But and odds are they've added stuff to it since then.
Right, right. Because that's been the most difficult thing I see about all that is the quick changing of everything on it. It's very difficult to keep your hands around
right.
what's going on.
Okay, here this IDA.
And I'd like to request.
Okay, pay some debt check. Okay.
How would I? Information. where we all three commissioners get any kind of updates, any kind of emails are putting out CCS. Whether it's Barbara Boley or the IDA chairman or
City of Branson. If they have an update, send it all three of us?
Yeah. Just put us on the CC list that,
I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
Whenever they're doing something.
So what do you want to do then? Do you want to get a time? Wednesday seems like we have a little more flexible time on Wednesdays.
I think Mondays and Wednesdays are to fill up, and the rest of the time is just those work-in projects.
Yeah, I see where we could have a standing meeting at, say, 9:30 on Wednesdays.
One,
is that what you guys think?
Every other week?
Can we shoot for next Wednesday?
Yeah, the 5th?
Yeah.
The 6th? And it's just be every other week.
First and third.
We might center next Wednesday then on the project we talked about today. The sewer energy whodunit. That would be a little more than a week for Mel to kind of get an idea.
We asked him to come back next Monday and give us an update. So
anyway, it'd be, and then I'd like Ron to tell us about the biosolid project. Mm-hmm. What he knows.
Okay.
He's been up there a couple of times and I'd like to know who he's talked to. And I can ask them that. I mean, you don't have time or nothing.
I'm just trying to set this up.
It's amazing they take that picture all the way out of there.
All right. Do you want to, is that all we have, Chuck, then, for that?
Motion to table the IDA informational meeting till next Wednesday.
Let's just, never mind table it. Let's just.
A week from Wednesday, I guess.
We'll just schedule something new, Dean.
No.
We only have to table it. Let's just.
Okay.
Let's just kill it. If you're good with it, Chuck.
I'm good.
I'm sending a note to Jillian and Nikki to schedule it a first and third Wednesday at 9:30. Okay. I'm also carbonating Joan and Ron and Tim, asking them to be prepared to start giving us bi-monthly updates.
I mean, Tim's welcome.
Oh, no, I'm just, because he.
I hate to ask him to come.
In the note, I'll say Tim, he doesn't need to show.
Yeah, he's free. I mean, he's welcome, but.
Okay.
I'm more interested in between the commission and the staff.
Well, do we want to go ahead and take a 5-minute recess or call Frank over? What do we want to do? Call Rick? I told them 2:30, so they're not ready to do anything until 2:30.
Doesn't matter to me.
Now, Frank's got what? We're going to go over the
budget stuff.
Budget stuff.
Well, he seemed to be ready to go. Let's just take a couple-minute break.
Okay. Let's do that.
You going to call him?
Want me to? You want you to call him? I'm going to go upstairs and see if there's any paper up there I need to. I'll call him. Go talk.